guests are Diane Covington Carter and Landon Carter, a couple from Nevada City, co-authored a book called Falling in Love Backwards, An Unlikely Tale of Happily Ever After. So, Diane, a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you.
And Landon, as well. Good to meet you. And how was that? How were those crab cakes?
They were fabulous. Thanks for the recommendation. They were really good, John.
You bet. And, oh, we got gazpacho arriving as we speak. Look at that. One for everybody. So, okay, no munching while we're on the air. Okay, so we'll have a commercial in a couple of minutes, in a few minutes. Anyway, so let's talk about the backstory. You've written a book. We're going to talk about the book. We're going to talk about what it's like to self-publish a book, and that's the business side of it. But first of all, how'd you guys get together?
Well, I first met Landon in 1979 when he was leading a training up in Kirkwood in the mountains near here, and it was a ropes course kind of thing that terrified me, and I did it to get over fear. And I thought he was a really incredible guy, and I was one of 100 that he did every week, so he didn't remember me. But in 2009, I thought, I wonder whatever happened to that guy. He really made a difference in my life, and I wanted to thank him. So I found him on the Internet and ordered his book, sent him an email, thanked him. And then 9 months later, we got together to talk about his book, which is called Living Awake, and everything sort of took off from there.
And Landon, what are you doing with doing ropes courses up in the mountains?
Well, at the time, I was an S trainer from the Bay Area, and this was the advanced course. It was a 6-day course that, you got maybe a couple hours of sleep at night, and I mean, it was very confrontational, and so the main, one of the things was the ropes course, one of the events, but there was many, many other things. It was mostly about confronting the various things that were holding you back in your life, and maybe even the personality that you put together, as growing up, and some aspects worked, some aspects didn't or don't, and yet you're kind of stuck with this personality. So how to change that? Yeah. And the subject of my first book, Living Awake, is really all of the techniques and orientation, et cetera, that I learned in those years, plus other practices that I've done, Vipassana courses, et cetera. And so that was the subject matter of the original book, Living Awake, which I published in New Zealand, where I had immigrated to, in 2004.
Okay, so back to 2013, or I assume probably 2012, when you put this your most recent book together, how did this all come about, Diane?
Well, the book itself, Falling in Love Backwards, An Unlikely Tale of Happily Ever After, is because when we first met to talk about the book, Landon wasn't interested in me at all, and I was very interested in him. And so, he was living in New Zealand, which is the most long-distance relationship you could ever imagine, and I'm in Nevada City. And so it was like, it didn't look like we'd ever get to happily ever after. And we did get involved, but he would change his mind every few weeks and say, no, you're not it. I don't want to be with you. Even to the point where I got on the plane and went to New Zealand, got off the plane after he said, I love you. And he looked at me and said, no, sorry, I can't hug you. You're not it. And so that's what the book is about, is this back and forth between me and Landon talking about what we were going through, how this happened that we ended up in happily ever after when we started out where you would not have put your money on our horse at all.
So what changed things, Landon?
Well, the reality of being with Diane was always fantastic. And so I in a sense committed my life to finding out what's real and surrendering to what's real. And so there was always that pull with Diane. And what got in the way were my images, all the programming from my past, from the, however you learn what's attractive or what's not. And then I had an underlying pattern of this isn't it, which I'd had all my life. And only in my relationship with Diane have I been able to actually get to the bottom of that and clear that away to see not only is this it, but Diane is it. And she's been my angel and the hero of the story because she's the one that saw things, saw the possibility of us when I couldn't. And that I'm for that, not only am I eternally grateful, but I'm also normalcy happy to be with her. And interestingly enough, she's so beautiful now to me that it's interesting to see the shift in perception. Because in my original book, I talked about our perceptive mechanism and how we perceive things. I'd also known that your perception can shift. I mean, I looked at myself in the mirror and go, you know, I don't look very good today. Or I'd look at it and go, hey, I feel pretty hot. I look pretty good. And so I knew that things could shift. And so they certainly haven't for us.
Well, terrific. So how long have you guys been married?
We got married last June in Nevada City on the little farm that I'd owned since 1997, outside with kids and grandkids and friends from all over the world. It was wonderful. It was really, really great. But in our book, I just want to say we wrote it because we wanted to help other couples realize that, you know, the difficult conversations that are so hard to be with can lead you to more intimacy and a better relationship if you can stay in there together and keep telling the truth and listening to each other. So that's really what our book is about. So.
Okay. Now, I understand you're doing a book signing at Tomes on Maltman Drive this Saturday from at 2 p.m. So what can people expect? You're going to share some of what's in the book so people have some idea what's going on?
Yeah, we thought we would not only talk about some of the principles, perhaps read from a chapter, because it goes back and forth, Diane speaking, you know, me speaking, Landon, and then talk about the agreements that are the agreement field that needs to be set up so that your relationship can become a vehicle for your own transformation and for your own evolution, you might say, because as we become more evolved as human beings, we then are able to be more of who we want to be. And then in the relationship, that means not only do I have the personal freedom to be who I want to be, but I also have a deeper and deeper connection because I'm more connected to myself. And that really contributes to the relationship. So the impediments are that programming and those upsets and the things that happen between or in the relationship. And if you have a methodology for getting through that, you end up with a deeper connection and more personal freedom, and that's really what we're championing, so to speak, in the book. And so we'll talk about how to get there.
Okay, I think what we'll do is we're going to take our final commercial break. My guests today are Diane Covington Carter and Landon Carter. They've written a book called Falling in Love Backwards: An Unlikely Tale of Happily Ever After. That's part of the story. The rest of the story is it's a self-published book, and we're going to talk about the business of self-publishing versus finding a publisher who's going to take your work and move on that, which is a very difficult task. So, anyway, please stay tuned for KNCO News Talk 830. So, Landon, you published a book before. I don't know if you self-published this or you had it published, but you self-published Falling in Love Backwards. So, you did publish the first one yourself in 2004?
Yes, I did. The interesting thing is just between publishing that first book, which I actually took to a printer in New Zealand and then took around to bookstores and put it on consignment in various bookstores around New Zealand. So since then I got it on Amazon, which wasn't too hard, cost some money at that point. But now we've published on Amazon, and it was basically free.
Okay, let's compare it. What did it cost you when you first approached them in 2004 with your first book?
As I recall, it may have been 2005 when I finally got to Amazon, or 2006, whatever. As I recall, it was like $295 or something like that. And then they said, we will take it and we'll put it on Amazon. Now, if you go to Amazon, you sign up and you put your title, your new title down, and they walk you through the process. On something on literally on there's online help, there's services that are pay for services, like if you want your book cover, they'll charge you $300 or something like that, $350 for their book cover, and another $350 to do the editing, or they just have these articles that say, here's how you edit it, here's how you make sure that your book cover has these qualities to it. So they're very helpful, and it's something called Create Space, which is an Amazon company that does the kind of works with authors on the publishing. So it's a really changed industry. The whole publishing industry I mean, it's kind of like going out of business on the, you find a publisher and then, you know, they do all the promotion. They, you know, take you to book signings and all that kind of stuff. That's all gone by the boards. Now it's, okay, what are you going to do for us with a publisher? And sometimes it's more effective just to publish it yourself.
I get books all the time at the station from publishing houses, you know, and on occasion I've had the authors, you know, wherever they may be, I'll be in the studio and talk to them. I guess most recently was in February during National Heart Month. I had a cardiologist who'd written, a female cardiologist from one of the prestigious hospitals in New York. And yeah, I think it was Penguin that may have been the publishing company. Can't remember exactly. But so they still exist. But what you're saying is it's an easy task or a difficult task or somewhere in between. I guess it is what you make of it. But, Diane, what's your opinion on that?
Get published by a traditional. It's very difficult. I've been a writer for 35 years. I've won awards for my writing. And I teach writing, but I would have a very hard time getting a traditional publisher. It's very hard to get in the door. And they are actually looking around now. Like, they'll go on Amazon and see which books are selling. And if somebody's self-published a Kindle, you know, an e-book, they'll offer that person a contract. So they're really, yeah, they're paying attention. They're paying real close attention. So that's one thing. And I just want to say, Landon was talking about Create Space and what they offer. We also found a local person to help us. She helped us create our cover. She's helped us with the promotion, because the promotion is another step. Yeah. Writing your book is one thing. You want to make sure you have a good book. You do the best you can. You've got to learn to write to do that. You've got to edit it. But then once it's done, it's like you have the baby. Now the real work starts. So you got to promote it, which means social media, Facebook. It means email, blitzes, you know. And so we have a local woman who helped us with that. And so we're paying her instead of Create Space. Her name is Margaret Campbell, and her website is www.itwgroup.com, and she's wonderful, very patient, and reasonably priced. And we also have a website, www.fallinginlovebackwards.com, so people can find out more. But, you know, I just want to encourage people to try it, but to also realize you're creating a business product, so it's got to be good. You know, it's got to be well-written, it's got to be well-edited, it's got to have a good cover. So there's a real learning curve, but don't be discouraged. You know, you can do it. You can take it on. Landon and I are learning every day, and Margaret works with us to teach us. So, you know, it's real possible, and I think it's great. As a writing teacher, I believe everyone has a story, and I'm really thrilled that people have a way to get it out there now without having to go to New York and get turned down 100 times, you know?
Let's talk about your teaching of writing. How long have you been doing that, and how do people who might be listening get a hold of you and maybe hone their skills for writing?
Well, I have a website, DianeCovington.com. They can go to that, or they can go to our other book website, Falling in Love Backwards. I call it Finding Your Writing Voice, because I believe everyone has a voice. I especially love training women, and it's really fun. We do it at my little farm in Nevada City, which is outdoors in the summer and spring and indoors by the fire in the winter. And I use really fun right-brained exercises because, you know, it's really good to get out of your head when you want to write and find out what you're really passionate about. So I make it really easy, I make it really fun, and I make sure everyone succeeds. I've never had a failure in my class because a lot of people are very afraid of writing. They're really scared, and so I get them through that.
Okay, so of your students over the history of you teaching, have had anybody who's some shining stars?
I do. I have Tantra Mott, who's written a book about Ireland. I have about four other people who are writing books. Maureen Shepherd is writing one on homeopathy. And, yeah, so I've got a lot of success stories.
Mm-hmm. And so go to your website, DianeCovington.com, for more information on that. Show up at Tomes on Saturday from 2 till whenever, 2 to 3:30. You can buy the book there, as well as I'm sure you'd be happy to autograph it as well.
We will, absolutely. With your name and blessings and all the best.
It's hard to get people away from their gardens on Saturday afternoon, but we'd love to have them show up.
Okay, and I'm sure for this book it would be well worth your time to come down, and I'll purchase coffee and goodies and join us for an informal and fun get-together. So a small lecture, a little sharing of what the book's all about is what people can expect.
Lively discussion. We'll just see who shows up and what people want to talk about, and we won't bore you.
Well, I seriously doubt that would happen, though, getting to know the two of you today over lunch. So I'd like to thank you all for joining us today. And I guess if you have any questions about self-publishing, you guys would be willing to field a phone call?
Yeah, and they can go to our website, too, Falling in Love Backwards, and just send us an email, and then they'll be on our mailing list. But, yeah, you can also call us, 265-4050.
265-4050. So.
Yeah, or call Margaret Campbell. She's our guru, 575-0128.
Terrific. Well, thanks again, both of you, for being our guests today. Thanks to Susie for hosting us with a great lunch, and I can't wait to get into this gazpacho. Good luck. Hopefully, we'll see you on Saturday.
Great. Thanks a lot, John. We really appreciate being here.
Hey, Landon and Diane, great to meet you.
Thank you, John.
Okay, that'll do it. We'll see you all tomorrow for Healthline, and enjoy the day. It's beautiful out there, and get out and do something physical. See you on Thursday.